And in the final minute, it's opening day today. It's always a really cool day here in DFW and around the country. I wanted to ask you, for hockey's sake, was opening day different for you? Opening night, I should say. Was there more juice in the legs? Were there more nerves?
No, I think like everything else, it's just, I mean, obviously as a rookie, yes, but no.
Okay.
I think that the older that you got, or even you get 3, 4, 5 years down the road, you're going, oh man, there's 81 games after this one. You know what I mean? Because, yeah. Because you're always looking forward to the playoffs. And I think that, I think if there was a marker, like I said, it was always like the halfway point of the season. And you knew that, you know, half of the season was in the rearview mirror. You're starting to look up towards playoff time. And then you'd get in between that 20 and 15 game mark, where you're kind of mentally and you're really focused on the start of playoffs, you know, and positioning and things like that.
Former Dallas star traded to Calgary, Jerome Iginla. That's a pretty good example. Could score. Wanted to drop the gloves.
Is, but now you've gone. Now you've gone to a Hall of Famer.
I have. You're right. You're
again.
Right.
You're putting some high expectations on Ty DeLandria right now.
Oh man, I always feel so good on Mondays and Fridays when I do this podcast. I'm like, all right, we're dropping some serious knowledge. And then when I do this with you, I
don't
feel
know
like
why you got to keep screwing around with different guys to compare. I gave you the best one, Brendan Morrow. If he can turn into a Brendan Morrow,
all right.
I mean. There you go.
No, I like that. That's great. I agree. Same number. Let's do it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You the man, Craig. I love you. I know you won't say it back. And thanks as always for joining us on Spits and Suds. Give a plug to your podcast real quick.
What about my podcast?
Well, you don't want to. Yeah, you don't want to plug it. Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna talk about it, but you're gonna take the "I love you" part out as soon as we're off. You can go in there and edit that part out.
Nope.
So, this week I had Mo on. He was great. Had Mike on yesterday. It went kind of long. We went about an hour and a half, but Mo's always good. You know, we had a good chat. You know, we talked about. Obviously, it's great. Well, one of the things I did not know, Mike Modano did not have a pair of skates on before he was 7, 8 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, in today's day, that's kind of out of the norm. You know, I mean, there's a lot of kids that, I mean, they come out of the womb and they got blades on, some of them, you know. And so Mo strapped him on, who's just over 7 years old, and, you know, played for Little Caesars. And then he went and played for former assistant coach Rick Wilson. And so we talked about his career and, you know, the ups and downs, and he was very candid on some things. Talked to him about the, you know, the captaincy, and, you know, speaking of Brendan Morrow, and the C was passed on to Brendan, and he was very candid about that. He was very candid about the last year in Dallas here, where he was not offered a contract, and what he's doing with Minnesota Wild. So
did he talk about wanting to come back and work for the Dallas Stars?
Well, you know what? I think for Mike, that was a thing that was touchy. You know, it was tough for him, but he's very good friends. Craig Leopold, the owner in Minnesota, is very fond of Mike. They've got a good relationship there. He knows Dean Evanson. He's got a good role with, and it's actually being a little bit expanded for what he was doing.
Good.
And I think, I think for Mike, it's a, you know, listen, I said this about Hall of Fame guys my whole time and on all the great players. There's a reason very few of the Hall of Fame guys that are the best in this game don't get into the other side of the game, get into coaching or scouting or any of that other kind of stuff. Because my opinion is this game came so well, coming from me, it came easy for these guys. They were gifted to play this game. It was fun for them. They didn't have to work to stay in lineups, all this other kind of stuff. You know, they could put in the 2.5 to 3 hours a day and then go home, do their thing. You get into the other side of the business of the game, it's not 3 hours a day. It's 12, 14 hours a day. And I think this is a perfect gig for what Mike's going on. They knock on his door and ask him for input on certain players and, you know, all the other things that are involved with him. He does want to start to travel a little bit more with the team. That's probably because he has five kids. So,
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
yeah.
I'll,
So it was a
I'll,
good talk.
that's good. That's good. That's good. So check out Craig's conversation with Mike Modano. I'll say this: if they can have a Pecorine statue, not to take anything away from the Nashville goaltender, I think they can have a Mike Modano statue. Just saying.
Listen, we touched on that. I brought up the Novitski Way sign.
Yeah.
I'm like, I think there could be a Modano sign
Yeah,
here
I
on
agree.
an alley. Like, see, I'd get a name like on a back alley on some dirty, the lights have been shot out, there's garbage cans tipped over. That would be
That
the
would be
Lud stuff.
perfect for you.
I know,
Lud's
I would
Way.
probably, and I could just get my cardboard box and I'd feel right at home.
The man, Craig. And thanks to
All
everyone
right.
for listening to Spits and Suds. Always great to talk Dallas Stars hockey and NHL hockey. And we'll be back tomorrow with Sean Shapiro right here on Spits and Suds. Have a great opening day, everyone.